Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We here again. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hallelujah. This is the Kingdom Builders Development Institute, and we are here today live at 5 with your Word Alive. I'm Andre Lancaster. I am here from the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church where my pastor is Pastor Kevin Harris. And I am grateful for this opportunity to share with you on today, for we have truly had a trying time as of late. But we thank God that we know that there is one who is in control at all times, no matter what the circumstances may appear to be. God is still in control. There is never a time when he is taken by surprise. And I am grateful for that, because that lets me know that no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the conditions may look like, there is always, always, always hope for the hopeless. Amen. God bless you today. Thank you for tuning in to KBDI, where we are blessed to be a blessing. Thank you so much. This is the Kingdom Builders Internet Radio, and we thank you for sharing with us today. Tell somebody about the program. We are here to hopefully encourage you to share in the word. We are here most Saturdays, 5 p.m. I think it might be one more week for this program, Word Alive at 5. And I am so grateful for the opportunities that we have had to share together. Thank you for the Kingdom Builders Development Institute for allowing us to be here today. My pastor is Pastor Kevin Harris from the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, where we continue to serve our community with our food pantry and with our warming centers, with other resources for the community. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can stop by. Mondays at noon, Wednesdays at 6 p.m., and then Fridays at 6 p.m. again. We are there with all sort of fresh produce, meat, dairy products, some supplies. We just thank God for the opportunity to continue to be a blessing to this community, because I tell you, in times like these, we truly need to stick together. Amen. This is a time where God is truly trying to separate those who believe from those things that would distract us from our focal point, from time spent with Him. That is truly one of the greater benefits of this entire event during this pandemic. God has allowed us to spend time with family. You know, you had to quarantine yourself. Some folks had to quarantine in isolation, and you had an opportunity to really do some self-examination. There were some folks that were mad at God that had kind of stopped going to church and kind of walked away from the worship experience and kind of just got satisfied with looking at church on TV or listening to it on the radio. But now they realize that more than ever they need God. But we thank you here at the Kingdom Builders Development Institute. They are diligent about continuing to share and push forward the Word of God, the Kingdom agenda. If you would like to make your request known, you can call in at 646-668-2780. Once again, that's 646-668-2780. There's someone there to take your call. They will pray with you. They will continue to share with you long after this program is over here. But God be the glory. There will be someone there to receive you and to take your request. Amen. We pray that you will be guilty of giving on today. There are several means by which you can do that, with Givelify, PayPal. The email there is KingdomBuilderInternational@gmail.com. KBDI 313-583-9739. Once again, that's Givelify or PayPal. And the email there is KingdomBuilderInternational@gmail.com. KBDI 313-583-9739. Please search your heart. Be guilty of giving on today, for God has truly been keeping during this time. I was able to share with a family yesterday doing our food pantry service. The mother and father have been diagnosed with COVID, and they have four children. They both work in healthcare, and they had, you know, they had gone through what resources they had, and thank God, with my pastor and Sister Patricia, she is one of our caregivers in the COVID-19 ICU unit. And she is truly a blessing. She's not only there in the hospital day in and day out, but, you know, she reaches out so that we can help on this side of the fence to make sure that those resources, we just took them some food over there, took them some cleaning supplies so they could be in a situation where they could really help. There were a number of people who reached out to help, and I thank God for all of them as well. Thank you so much for being a blessing to people who have sacrificed so much on the front line and now have to deal with this dilemma themselves. Amen. So please, if you would be guilty of giving on today, this is truly good ground to sow anywhere where the gospel of Jesus Christ is being promoted, taught, and of sound doctrine is truly good ground to sow in. So be guilty of sowing a seed on today through Givelify or PayPal. Email kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com, KBDI 313-583-9739. For God is truly, truly still in the blessing business, even during the pandemic. Amen. Man, I'm so excited about the conversation today because it welled up in my spirit after I read a post that a pastor from Detroit posted yesterday on Facebook. He talked about the heart needing more time to accept what the mind already knows. Amen. The heart needing more time to accept what the mind already knows. And as soon as I read it, in my spirit, it began to stir, because there is truly a temperature right now in this season, in this country, where there are people who seem to be dead set on changing the tide through violence and disruptive behavior. And God has given us clear instructions in our scriptures as to how we should go about handling things, even tribulation. He has made clear to us what it is that we need to do so that we don't find ourselves conformed to this world, falling into the mindset of the majority. Thank God. The mindset of the majority. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about how narrow the road is of the way, and then it talks about how broad the road is and how many travelers will be on that road therein to destruction. And I thank God that we have the Word of God to refer to draw up on, to glean from, that we may be able to find guidance and direction, strength, encouragement in a season and a time such as this. We believe that God is going to continue to do exactly what he said he would do. And even during the time of troubled leadership, thank you, Jesus. Let us use a political term, troubled leadership. God saw fit to step forward, and he handled the conditions of the people, even while leadership failed to be obedient to his instructions. Hear me clearly now. God stepped in and took care of his people, even while yet leadership was disobedient to his instruction. See, God sent Moses to give Pharaoh instructions, and Pharaoh, his heart became hard, and he decided that he was not going to, relinquish control. He was not going to let God's people go. And God dealt with him on that in the fashion that the very words that came out of his mouth were the consequences of his actions, his failure to be obedient. And out of his mouth, he pronounced his own punishment. Amen. So we just want to continue to be prayerful and mindful that there are people who are suffering, they are hurting. Most of those people You know, they're hurting, they're angry, they don't understand that things didn't turn out the way they wanted it to. Change has to take place, amen? And change is coming. God is changing. He's doing a new thing. He talks about doing a new thing constantly throughout the scriptures, how change is going to come. Thank God for Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. We give God all of the glory, honor, and praise for this opportunity to share with you today. I am your host, Andre Lancaster, and I am here from the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, 901 Melbourne, right here in the city of Detroit, 48211. If you're in the local area, stop by any Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. We're there handing out provisions and making sure the community has food. Also, you can tune in to our services at Nazarene Baptist Church on Facebook, Internet, Instagram, Facebook, Instagram. I promise you, there is no shortage of God's word being ministered. We truly thank God for our pastor, Pastor Kevin Harris, for he is truly preaching hope in a time of hopelessness, amen, and he is giving it to us, and he is reminding us of our hope through the history of God's word. We give God glory for that. There is hope in the history of God's word, and our pastor is truly a historian of the Bible. He is well-rooted and grounded in the understanding and the clarity as it pertains to the Old Testament and where we have been brought to. There's no better way of knowing that God will provide than by looking at the record to see how many times he has made provision. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am so grateful that he has made provision time and time again for people far better than myself. And he is still doing the same thing. Thank God for Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Again, this is your host, Andre Lancaster, from the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, 901 Melbourne, Detroit, Michigan, 48211. This is right here in the city of Detroit, Michigan. This is where we are doing kingdom work, amen? And you can check us out at Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. If you want to give us a call, you can truly leave your request with them. They're answering the telephones, and you can reach us at 646-668-2780. Again, 646-668-2780. Hey, listen, I don't want you to get lost. I don't want you to disappear. Stay here. We're going to have our corporate prayer here very shortly, and then we're going to move into our brief Bible lesson today. We're going to talk about a change coming. Amen. We thank God for effecting change. And the dialogue that came up in my spirit behind that post that Pastor Butler in Detroit posted, he talked about the mind needing more time to accept what the heart needing more time to accept what the mind already knew. We know that God's will prevail. But what we have to do is we have to continue to stand strong and be a light in a time of darkness for those who do not have the same courage of faith, the same fortitude, the same will. Some folks have not had the kind of testimony that some of us who've been with God for a while have. So they are allowing fear and doubt to prevail, along with anxiety and uncertainty with this pandemic. Truly, the enemy has created a condition that for anyone who is not rooted and grounded in the Word of God, who does not have a prayer life, who doesn't have somewhere to turn to receive encouragement and to hear that it is going to be all right. It is going to get better. Better days are ahead. there is a struggle right now. But thank God we here at the Kingdom Builders Development Institute, we want you to be encouraged. We want you to know that there is never a time when God caught by surprise. He is never unaware of what's going on. So we want you to know that change is coming, and God is truly our keeper. Amen. The Bible talks about how the enemy comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. These are the three characteristics that we often hear about, and there are three other significant characteristics that God gives us in our scriptures to be clear about when the enemy is at work, when the enemy is afoot. Amen. Steal, kill, and destroy, those are the blatant doors by which the enemy enters in. But there are three more subtle gates that he uses. And the author of confusion, confusion oftentimes will cause us to slip into a place and be angry and carrying around discontent. And as you carry those things, as your mind contemplates those things, even after the situation is over and done, your body will respond to that negative way of thinking. And I just want you to know that there is a real need for you to lighten the load, to leave your burdens at the altar, to give God your cares and concerns, because in the end, God is going to overcome all of the obstacles that we're faced with, and he's going to give us victory. It's already predetermined. We're predestined for victory. God has already guaranteed victory. The reality of this world is that he also gave the enemy opportunity here. This is his world. He sent him here. He cast him down here. So we contend with this enemy. We have to contend with those things that Satan would use to try to tear God's kingdom down, to try to distract us from kingdom work. And we give him glory. We give God glory that we have the word of God and the record so that we can continue to hold fast to our faith. Amen. Thank God. This is the Kingdom Builder Development Institute. This is Kingdom Builders Radio, Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. We are here today, Word Alive at 5, and we're going to talk about a change coming. Amen. Please be guilty of sowing a seed on today. There are a couple of ways that you can do that. You can do so through Giblify or PayPal, and the email connected to that is kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. KBDI 313-583-9739. Once again, that's Giblify or PayPal, and the email is kingdombuilderinternational@gmail, KBDI 313-583-9739. To God be the glory. I am going to give a shout out to the Silver Linings Ministry. That's one of the wonderful groups of people that I get a chance to work with, ladies here in the city of Detroit and the surrounding areas that are making an impact, one family at a time, one life at a time. Amen. So God bless every one of you. Thank you for taking time to tune in. Hallelujah. For we are here Friday, 5 p.m. Tell somebody, share it with somebody. We want to be a blessing to the people of God. Amen. Amen. We're getting ready to get into our corporate prayer. We thank God for those who are here on today, those who are being challenged with the loss of loved ones. We are here again to remind you that we are moving away from that word loss of loved ones. We realize that they are not lost when we know where they are. They are not lost, and we will see them again as long as we have our business fixed with God. We will see them again. So I want you to be encouraged today, those who may be dealing with bereavement. There is no loss in God. The Bible says that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And I'm telling you, sometimes we don't understand why God allowed things to take place the way they do. But what we do know is that God has an answer for the things that do take place. We cannot tend as though things do not exist that we see before us. But what God did say is that we can speak those things that be not as though they be, and begin to see those things manifest as long as we speak those things and have our faith connected to them as we do that. Amen. If you want to manifest what God has told us in his word, when he says that we can speak those things that be not as though they be, the only way that you can manifest through speaking, the only way that you can speak a thing into existence is you have to connect your faith to your words, and you have to believe that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask. You have to believe. If before you can even walk in faith, you have to believe that he is. The Bible talks about faith being the thing that gives us the ability to please God. But prior to faith, it says they that come to him must believe that he is. They must first believe that he is. You must first believe that he is. And then you must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. For God has truly did exactly that. When we seek God, we reap the reward. Amen. Now, I know somebody probably jumping up and down in their house right now. When we seek God, we reap the reward. And we are reaping the reward right now. Amen. Whatever your condition is, there are a number of people, names that I have here on the list. They are dealing with health issues. Many of them are dealing with the transition of loved ones. But we realize that the scripture teaches us that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So what our focus is, that we first have our business fixed, and then second, that we tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. We tell somebody that you don't have to wonder where your loved ones are. If you get your business fixed with God right now, you will see them again. You can spend eternity with the loved ones that have gone on before us if you get your business straight with God right now. Amen. God has given us Christ Jesus that we can do that without struggle. Now, not forbearing that we have to go through the process of purification. You got to walk through the fire. You're going to have to experience some challenges. You cannot be a champion if you're not going to have any challenges. You cannot consider yourselves a worthwhile champion if you have not had a formidable opponent. If you've been, if you're a boxer and you've been boxing folks that's past their prime or, you know, subpar skill level, you can't consider yourself to truly be a champion when you have not yet been challenged. And I thank God for that, because every challenge that comes your way only solidifies and strengthens you in your championship. And let me tell you, sometimes when we are being challenged, sometimes you have to take a loss in order to gain an understanding. Some of the most valuable lessons that I've learned, and we're getting ready to pray here very soon, some of the most valuable lessons I've learned came by way of some of the most painful experiences. Hey, God, I felt that in my spirit. Some of the most painful experiences, Lord have mercy, that I have gone through have provided me with some of the most wonderful wisdom that I couldn't have learned in the classroom. I couldn't have bought a book that would have been able to teach it to me. But I am so grateful for the experience, because without the experience, as trying as it was, as damaging as I thought it would be, as much as I did not believe I was going to live beyond it, once I came out on the other side, after a season, God allowed me to see that thing that you went through prepared you for where I brought you. I brought you here. But if it wasn't for where you came from, you couldn't be here. You wouldn't be ready for this. You couldn't stand the trials that come with it. Let me tell you something. In order to go through some of the things that we're going to have to deal with, the ridicule, the talked about, you know, backbiting, mishandling, bad treatment, you're going to have to go through some of those things. Spit on, you know, beat to within an inch of your life. They humiliated Christ. They tortured Christ. They marched him through the town to Calvary and made a mockery of him in efforts to make themselves look better. And there will be people who will attempt to make a mockery of you and what you stand for and what you believe in and what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish. They won't believe in you. And they're only doing it to make themselves feel better, because there is something within them to recognize the value that is within you. And I just want you to be encouraged today to know that change is coming. There is going to come a time when your value, the value that God has placed within you, it is going to be known, and you are going to make the kind of impact that God has already told you in your spirit that you're going to make. You just have to trust and believe that God has given you the tools necessary to accomplish the task at hand. Amen. We're getting ready to go into corporate prayer. We're going to give all of our cares over to God. We're going to meet him at his throne, that he may have his way in our lives, that he may step forward within the servant today, that he would speak to his people and that he would give them understanding and clarity of his word and encourage them in a season such as this. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Thank you for opportunity, God. Thank you for a second chance of God. Thank you for another chance. Let me make that correction. We've long abused our second chance, God. Thank you for another chance. Thank you for this opportunity right here to share and to glean together, to come together with like-minded believers, that we may grow stronger in our faith. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. We thank you that we have understanding, hearing meaning perpetual, consistent, ongoing. We're not what we heard. We can't live off of the heard word. We got to hear it. And God, we thank you for a platform to share, that those who are able to tune in, God, those who are here sharing and listening with us right now are able to hear this prayer. Father, I pray for those who are sick, those who are struggling, those who are shut in, God, those who are burdened with the responsibility of burying loved ones that seemingly have gone on too soon. But Father, we thank you that we understand that transition is truly a part of the kingdom journey. We thank you, God, that we understand that transition is a part of our kingdom walk. We gravitate towards the light, that we may be able to continue to be a blessing to your people, not just in our own homes and on our jobs, God, but we want to be an impact to the entire world. We thank you for a platform that gives us the opportunity that our voice would be heard, that you would use us as an instrument all over the world, God. We thank you now, for this is truly a time of change. So many things have changed, God. So much is different now. magnify you in the midst of it all. Yet, Father, we pray that where we are falling short in our faith, God, we ask that you would give us increase on today. Allow your word to strengthen those who have found themselves weak, God. Allow your word to build them up who have found themselves falling down, Father. Allow your word to give them courage where fear may reside. We thank you in advance, God, that courage is not the absence of fear, but it is the will to go on even while fear is yet present. Thank you, Father, that you talk to us about fear. You let us know that fear would take place, but we walk in faith, God. We walk by faith, God, and we walk not by sight. We thank you, God, that you are here yet right now in the midst. For your word says where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, Father, there would you be in the midst. Not only would you be in the midst, God, but you would give us the power and the agreement of one another to speak a thing, to decree a thing, and have it established. We give you glory for that, God. We decree peace on today, God. We decree peace at the inauguration, God. We decree that peace would be the order of the day for this entire country, God. Not just this country, but all around the world. All those who are angry and hurt, God, and downtrodden, we pray right now that you would give them a peace of mind. We pray that you would allow them to see that there is a need for change, that there is a time for change, and the time for change is now. God, we have a desire to see peace restored. Father, there may be those who don't believe that peace is truly attainable, but we believe that based on your word, that you told us that you would give us a peace that surpasses all understanding if we are able to keep our mind on thee. And Father, we take this time today, we take this 60-minute segment to focus our mind on you. We point our hearts toward heaven. We listen for your instruction, God. We listen for your clarifying word. We seek your face while it is yet to be found. We thank you that we work while it is yet day, for there will be night to come when no man can work. God, we thank you that we are able to work right now, and we are laboring together in the gospel, that those who are lost may find their way. Those who have backslidden, God, may be restored to a righteous state. Father, help us to understand that we have been made in your image and created in your likeness, and we are able to do exactly what you said that we can do. And you said that we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. We declare that those who are sick be healed in the name of Jesus. We declare that those who are sick be healed in the name of Jesus. God, we declare that those who are brokenhearted, that their hearts be mended right now in the name of Jesus. God, those who are suffering from the transition of loved ones, God, we pray that you would give them peace of mind. Give them sweet rest, God. Restore their appetites, God. Those who are breaking new ground, God, change is taking place. Those who are venturing out in faith, God, go with them. Keep your loving arms of protection around them. Father, we pray that you will continue to keep your hedge around your people, that they will be safe in your care. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. I pray right now that your word would go forth with power and conviction, that those who would hear would be encouraged and empowered on today, for there is a need for strength right now. Father, we speak strength to the nation right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we speak strength to your people. Father, we speak strength to those who are responsible for the care of this country. Father, we pray that wisdom would be the order of the day. In the name of Jesus, and all the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen. Well, we believe that God is still a prayer-answering God. I know he hears and answers prayer. Amen. Because if it had not been for him on my side, I promise you, I don't know where I would be. Thank you for tuning in to KBDI, where we are blessed to be a blessing. This is the Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. I am your host on today for the Word of Light at 5. I am from Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. My name is Andre Lancaster. We are at 901 Melbourne, right here in the city of Detroit, Michigan, 48211. If you're in the local area, stop by anytime on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. We have all manner of supplies and food, fresh produce, meat, dairy products, and we pray that those of you in the local area will come by and be blessed. We thank God for our pastor, Pastor Kevin Harris, for he truly has a heart for the people of God. Amen. And God told us through his word how we could recognize a pastor, that he would be teaching us, he would lead us and guide us after God's heart. Amen. And there's no greater love than to lay down your life for your brother. And we have been out here on the front line for the last several years, but we have turned it up a notch here in COVID time so that those who are in need will find a place that they can meet their needs, they can have their needs met, they can get the provision that they are in need of. Amen. Thank God for a wonderful ministry team. Thank you for all of you who have tuned in today. We pray that you would be guilty of giving, for this Kingdom Builders Development Institute is truly putting together a wonderful comprehensive program so that those who are in need of a word from God can hear and listen in. Amen. If you want to leave a request or make your request known here at blogtalkradio.com, you can give us a call at 646-668-2780. Once again, 646-668-2780. 2780. Be guilty of giving on today. Be guilty of sowing a seed today, for you cannot expect a harvest where there has been no seed sown. Amen. The law of reciprocity, God himself set it in motion. If you want to be guilty of giving a seed on today, if you want to share a seed on today, you can do so through Givelify or PayPal. And that email there is KingdomBuilderInternational@gmail.com. KBDI 313-583-9739. 583-313-583-9739. Amen. Please be guilty of giving on today, for we truly look forward to continuing in the work that God has given us to do here. All right. Well, it is time for our word on today. And we're going to talk about a change is coming. Change is coming. Change is coming. God is doing a new thing. He talks about doing a new thing. Amen. Our foundational scriptures will be found in Ezekiel and Romans. Ezekiel 11 and then Romans 12. But we're going to put some focus on Philippians 2. As we examine the desire for God, he wants us to have the mind of Christ. He wants us to have the mind of Christ. He talks about having the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. This mind that was in Christ, let it be in you. This is what he says in his word. The mind is where we make our choice. The mind is where we reason with our spirit so that we can find comfort in the choices that we make. Amen. Many people make choices based on many different reasons. As a believer, we have to make our choices. We have to make our choices based on the word of God. This is why he left the record, so that we could make these choices in this fashion. Amen. We would have a record to help us in a time such as this. Okay, let's turn to Ezekiel 11. Let's start there first. Amen. We'll turn to Ezekiel chapter 11 And we'll start right there at verse number. Let's start at verse number 17. Yeah, let's start at verse number 17. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse number 17, it says, "Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they shall come thither, and they shall take away all the detestable things, there all the abominations thereof from thence." Right here, verse number 19, this is our focal point. "And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them an heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes." This is the purpose of him changing the heart so that they may walk in his statutes and keep his ordinances. I'm going to dialogue on that a little bit, but I want you to, I mean, that point is so clear. If you're going to walk in God's statutes, if you're going to live the way God wants you to live, the change of heart is necessary. Now, this is the thing. He says in Philippians, let's turn over there right quick. We're going to go over to Philippians, Philippians chapter 2. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2 and start right there. Let's start at number two. "Fulfill ye my joy, that ye may, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind." Okay, now, here it is. We were just in Ezekiel in the Old Testament talking about having one mind. Here it is, New Testament, Philippians chapter 2, verse number 2. God says, "Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded." If you want to make me happy, get your mind right. Having the same love. See, the love he's talking about is that love, he said, where, you know, there's no greater love than, you know, to lay down your life for your brother. See, this is the thing. And he's not talking about laying down your life in a manner that would cause you to die violently. He's saying laying down your life and making a sacrifice, you know, going beyond your own personal agenda, your own situation, moving beyond yourself and considering another individual. How do you know this, preacher? Why? What make you say this? He says, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." This is how you know what God is saying and what he's talking about as it pertains to, you got a frame of mind that I want permeate through the entirety, not just in a small group. And the only way that we're going to make that happen is we have to talk about the goodness of God. We got to teach the word of God. We have to share. And then we have to walk the walk that we talk. We cannot say we have to love our brother and then commit acts of violence senselessly without provocation. No excuse. God has a frame of mind that he wants us to operate from. There is a frame of mind that he wants us to operate from. He says, let this mind be in you that was also that was in Christ Jesus. Okay, now, let's talk about the mind that was in Christ. Let's move on down here in this text. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Consideration is one of the principles that we see that pops out here in this topic, in this conversation, because there is a real need for us to take into consideration one another, especially in a season such as this, where it's so many negative things going on in the land. There's so many people suffering from situations that they have no control over. And then you got on top of that the reaping of the seed that have been sown. So now here it is, on top of the season changing, on top of the change that God is affecting in the land, here it is, you got to deal with the rewards or the consequences thereof of actions and choices and seeds that have been sown already, because you can't get around that. That's a part of what God talks about when he says that the wages of sin is death. And I say it all the time. I hear the old preacher saying, if you work, you get paid. You work, you get paid. What we want to focus on is the frame of mind that we need to have in a season such as this, where here in verse number 5, he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Here it is, God sent his only son in the form of man. We understand that Jesus Christ is God incarnate. But here it is, he says he made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant. This is God's means of giving us a clear look into how the mind of leadership should look. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a mindset, there is a frame of mind that will bear witness to the heart of leadership. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. There is more evident than not that there are many people who have it in their minds that there is something that makes them better than other people. And see, the thing about God is he made us all equal. He just didn't make us equally. Some of us have gifts that others do not. But we all equal in the sight of God. We are all equal in the sight of God. And anyone who believes themselves to be better than another person for any reason, the only thing that we are as believers, we are better off because we have a clear understanding that what takes place in this world does not take God by surprise, and that in spite of all that the enemy would bring our way and try to use to tear us down, God has let us know in the Psalms that only with our eyes, and I'm going to keep saying this because I need you to get this in your spirit, only with our eyes will we behold and see the reward of the wicked, for it shall not come nigh thee. God is not going to let the wicked prevail over his people. That's just not his way. And I know it may seem as though that we are headed for worse days, but I'm telling you that there are better days ahead. There are better days ahead. God has made it clear that there are better days ahead. He says that our latter shall be greater than our former. You got to go through some stuff. That's what he's saying there. He's saying you're going to have to go through a few things, but what comes in the end is going to be better than what you went through the whole time. He said better is on the way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is truly moving in the land. There's change right now. Change is taking place. And there are people who they're struggling with the change that's taking place. And we as believers, the Bible tells us that when a brother of ours is taken by a fault, that we have to restore such a one. The spiritual are responsible for restoration. Ye which are spiritual are to restore such a one. Restore such a one. The spiritual are responsible for restoration. We have a mandate from God to restore our brothers and sisters when they're taken by a fall. And this is truly a season where prayer needs to be the first thing on your mind in the morning and the last thing on your mind at night. And I know that many times it's difficult for us to remember all the things and all the people that we come into contact with on a day-to-day basis and that are in need of prayer. But I'm telling you, if you purpose in your heart to seek God, not just for yourself, but for some other folks, God will step in and change their situation and yours too. That's what he did for Job. Job was in a situation where his friends had showed up and were sitting around condemning him, and to God giving Job his victory, Job prayed for his friends, and then the Bible talks about God moved on Job's behalf. God moved on Job. Job prayed for his friends. God did his thing in his friend's life, and then moved on Job's behalf because of his prayer for his friends. And I challenge any listener here today in love, I challenge you to be a diligent prayer warrior for our country, for our leadership, for those people who are lost and out of the way right now, for those people who believe that violence is an answer to the circumstances that they seem to think that we are in need of change with, and there are many things that need to be changed, but violence is not the means by which we accomplish that. God has let us know here that he would handle the change, and I didn't get a chance to talk about that Ezekiel text. Yeah, that Ezekiel text where his word, you know, he's going to take out that stony heart and give us a heart of flesh that's capable of love. And I just want you to know today that you can make your relationship right with God. Just repeat after me and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you were buried in the grave. I believe that you got up on the third day and that you live at the right hand of I am asking you to come into my life and to be my Lord and personal Savior. And at the point that you do this, the Bible says that you are saved. And we pray that you would get a right working relationship with God. We pray that you would increase your prayer life. We pray that you would give them a call here at KBDI. Make your request known, 646-668-2780. My name is Andre Lancaster. Thank you so much for having me for these past weeks. We are at the Kingdom Builder Development Institute, and I am at Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, where our pastor is Pastor Kevin Harris, 901 Melbourne, Detroit, Michigan, 48211. God bless you. God keep you. Heaven smile upon you. A prayer. We pray that you will continue to stay fervent in your prayers for those of our leaders, those people who may have it in their mind that there's a need to do something dangerous trust and believe God is not surprised. Amen. God bless you and God keep you is our prayer. Tune in again. We're going to do it again. We love you. God bless you.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Brought me from